Midway Concrete and Garden Supplies. Call 1800 Midway, midwayconcrete.com.au. Essendon Havel and Great Wall. Drive away deals made for everyone. EssendonHavel.com.au.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Ma on SEN.
Rodgers to full forward. Jerika's got it. Oh, he's a beauty, this fellow, Jared. 19 years of age.
Just have a look at the strength, but not just the strength, presence of mind once again. That's twice in 5 minutes as he showed maturity above his years, beyond his years.
When you're talking footy, you're going to be talking Jerika. I hope he doesn't let us down from here all the time. It's 7-5 to 10-2. He's got his fourth. He's a big strapping colt, isn't he, this fellow?
Furphy, unbelievable moment in sport. Introducing new Furphy Crisp Lager. Easy drinking, full strength, unbelievable. As a young Tiger, before we say g'day to the man who was that hulking young colt, kicking his fourth, and he went on to kick five in his fifth game against Essendon in that draw at the MCG. You were a young Tiger at the time. You must have been been beside yourself.
Well, I've told you many times that 1995 was my favourite year of all time. Kissed a girl for the first time. Oasis were the biggest band in the world. And the Tigers were on the march, finally. Richo did his knee. That was the only bummer. And then Matthew out, Richardson out in Jerika. And we're like, the hype is back. We are back on here. It was exciting, Andy. I was so excited.
So the reason that Stephen Jerika is in our consciousness is because backdraft number 26 we're up to, and we'll get to that a bit later on. Some fine footballers, such a broad range of talent entered into the AFL via pick number 26, and Stephen Jerika was one of those, and he's been good enough to join us on the show. Stephen, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
How clear. That was game five for you. There were 13 more to come thereafter, but that afternoon, kicking five in a draw and, you know, being the focal point and the Tigers' new favourite thereafter for a few days. How did that feel?
It was pretty special. And, you know, look, kicking five in a draw on night game was pretty good. The week before, I kicked four on Sauce as well. So lots of people getting excited. Rex Hunt was calling me Jurassic. And it was, you know, Bruce McAvaney, of course, you're talking footy, you're talking Jerika. It was pretty special.
Stephen, you're a fully grown man now, you know, middle age like Andy and I. You can, when you look back, you think a 19-year-old kid, and I mean, I got swept up in the excitement of it all, and the hype around Richmond if they started winning was just immense. As a young man, did you get sort of swept up in it as well, or have you always been able to kind of keep your feet on the ground?
Oh, look, at the time, I knew it was pretty amazing. And look, we always knew we had a Tiger Army there, and it was starting to come out. And as we've seen in recent years with the memberships, just amazing. So back then, I was a young kid. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was there. I was, you know, doing the best I possibly could. But, it was a pretty amazing time.
So, Stephen, eight games later, you kick three in losing qualifying final for the Tigers against North, and it brings to an end your first season. You played 13 games. You didn't play your first game until round 11. So you played 13 in your first season. You've kicked 21. You've had 5 multiple goal-kicking games in those 13. World's your oyster. You're a big, strong, powerful key forward. Why were there only, and I say this with absolute due respect, why were there only 5 more games at the level for you?
That's a bit of an easy one for me. I was playing really well under John Swooper Northey. We had a change of coach. Unfortunately, he didn't see me playing much footy for the seniors. And look, I had a few injuries as well. If it was a horse, you pretty much shoot me. I was no good. Yeah. A mixture of things kind of happened. But look, surprisingly, I didn't kick on from there. And I suppose there's a few reasons I've just mentioned, which is a bit not so great. But look, I was a bit of a flash in the pan, and there was lots of hype and excitement. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to take it to the next level and, you know, play, you know, some decent footy for a while.
It was a pretty volatile time where you played at the Tigers there, Stephen. Were there interest from other clubs when it sort of wrapped up for you at Punt Road in 97?
There was. I remember Freo were interested, and I did go to Hawthorn for a year.
That's right. Yeah.
But I had a couple of operations that year, and I was like, oh, I've got to do something else. I've got to. My body's letting me down. I better focus on other things and see if I can make a career out of something else.
So is that when you decided to commit to the law, or were you already studying at that stage?
I was already studying at that stage, and I suppose in my mind it became pretty clear to finish off my law degree and go down that path. I like talking, I like being the centre of attention and performing, and being a barrister, it's pretty much the same thing, really. So I thought I'll give that a crack.
So, Stephen, you talked about the transition from John Northey, and it was to Robert Walls. What was Wallsy's approach that proved to be kind of so jarring? What was it that Roberts didn't see in you that John had been seeing, do you think?
Maybe this is not the forum for me to be too explicit, but look, he didn't see me playing senior footy, and we didn't really like each other too much, and that was the end of it. So it just, look, people have said this often: bit of luck, the right person, bit of belief, and the world's your oyster from there.
Yeah, for sure.
Stephen, your football journey didn't finish there, though. You went on to have a wonderful career at North Ballarat. Did you recapture your love of the game for up there in North Ballarat?
Well, I really did. That's where I reckon I really enjoyed my footy the most. There was no pressure. I was playing with a fantastic team in the country, in Ballarat, of course. We were close-knit. It wasn't a job anymore, and it was just a hobby, and I loved it, and I got my best out of it. I got a BNF there 1 year, got on the VFL team of the year a couple of times, but it was fun. It was, and I think, at the VFL level, I suppose dominating, but I just couldn't go that next step to do really well at the AFL level. So and I had 6 years there, which was surprising. I was only thinking of going there for one, but end up being six.
Talking to Stephen Jerica, who was picked up at number 26 out of Perth by the Tigers. You committed, you kept playing footy, as Bob and you have just spoken about. You became a member of the AFL Tribunal Appeals Board. So you've maintained connection with the game. I don't know how strong that connection remains, Stephen, but these rules of the game, busily trying to find ways to reintroduce space and perhaps even key position forwards, and you were one of those, 100 kilo plus, 6 foot five, big, strong, power forward, and we don't see many of your type in footy anymore. Have you got a view on, whether we've lost something because players of your type aren't suited to the modern game?
Look, I think old dinosaurs like me who are, lumbering along, I suppose we're a dying breed. And, now we're a fit. They can run all day. And I definitely wasn't a person who could run all day. I was more short and sharp and strong. But that's a shame that those big fellas are not in the game as they once were before. And it kind of phased out kind of during my period. And now we're just seeing athletes who can play footy as opposed to footballers who could, get a kick but not necessarily get the fastest time around the tan.
So do you think footy's better or richer or poorer for that?
Oh, I think footy's evolved. And I think it's what I love about the game is you've got people, players of all shapes, sizes, heights, body builds who can play the game. And I still think that's the case today. I think footy has progressed. I think it's fantastic. Would I like to see more hip and shoulders and things like that and a bit more contest action? Sure. But then again, you've got to balance that against, looking out for concussions and head injuries and so forth. So the balancing act. So look, I think footy's fantastic. I thought the grand final was a great thing for the game and for Queensland and for all of football. So I think it's come on and got better.
Stephen, can you just take me back to the one of the first answers you gave? What's it like to ragdoll Stephen Silvani and kick goals against the Blues? That must have been a hell of a day, that. Can you just relive it for me in
pretty
detail?
No, look, I remember Sweeper telling me, don't go body on body with Soss. He's too big, too strong. And I thought, oh yeah, but I'll have a go at this. And look, I couldn't believe I kicked four on him. And I remember after the game, I'm a pretty naive young kid, not knowing too much and who's who. And I remember shaking his hand after the game, and I said, oh, you know, thanks for the game, Serge. And he just looked at me like, who in the hell are you? Very embarrassing.
I think he might have taken that. He might have thought that you were sledging him, Stephen. He might have thought that was a deliberate attempt to get under his skin.
Oh, well, I was too clever. Didn't even realise.
Yeah, you were. Hey, mate, thanks for coming on. It's a hell of a football story, and you're obviously slaying it off the field, and we congratulate you for all of that. Thanks for coming on the program, mate, and keep enjoying the footy.
No, thanks so much for having me. Good on you guys.
Stephen Jarika, pick number 26 in the 93 National Draft. We wonder whether he makes it into the final four. We'll get to that a little bit later on.
Hey. Well, he's on the mountain of names for commentators, because as a supporter, when he clunked him to Leonard
Jarika,
it was primal scream therapy.
Okay. With absolute due respect to Jack Redden, who's played 224 of them, Jack Redden has never inflamed the passion or desire of the supporter base the way Stephen Jarika did. He's never done it once, Jack Redden. Jarika did it about 15 times.
10 times the games, but didn't quite get the Jarika.
He never got that, did he? Hey, there's a few people wondering what's happening to Rolodex Roulette. We're just making some adjustments to the wheel. It's going to return next week thanks to Essendon Mazda, if you don't mind. All roads lead to Essendon Mazda. Might need to find myself going there too. We might need a new car in this family at some stage soon, so we might have to go and knock on their door and kick a few. Oh, you need one too, Matt?
Maybe.
Oh, we might go there as a double act so we can do a deal. Yeah. What do you reckon? Kick a few tyres. Back with more after this. Smoking your fat crap!